Local resident and U.S. Forest Service employee Joni Johnson asked the borough to apply for grant funding from the Copper River Watershed Project. Johnson proposed using the money to contract with the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition to do some limited backpack spraying on several sites with the invasive plant. Johnson thought the work would cost under $6,000 and some would be done by volunteers. She told the assembly why she was hoping to control the plant.
The Alaska Heritage Program is kind of ranked invasive species, and knotweed is one of the nastiest ones. And when you look in Oregon and Washington at how it's monopolized riparian corridors and the effects on the food webs there, I guess that's kind of where I'm trying to get ahead of that. And we have isolated populations on this island, particularly with just developed areas, and I'd like it, if we could get rid of it here, we could do that.
Johnson requested the borough's involvement because the grant money is available only to non-federal entities. With the Forest Service, she uses herbicide on knotweed on Tongass National Forest land in the area. She also said the Petersburg Indian Association has done some manual removal locally. Johnson and several others have been also working to control knotweed on a volunteer basis, and she thought the problem is growing.
You know, when I was teaching, I knew about knotweed. I kind of was like, okay, it's there. It drives me crazy. But now that it's also part of my job description as a Forest Service employee, just driving down the road and now seeing how the brush, it's in the right-of-way and the brush cutter is spreading it down. Or just seeing that as people are developing land, they're digging up the knotweed and taking up to the fill sites and disposing it. And so it is, just in the last year even, of three different locations where it's now been moved elsewhere. So I've kind of thought we were doing okay, and now I'm like, oh, we're behind the ball a little bit.
Johnson said the spraying would be done with a 5-gallon backpack sprayer using an aquatic-approved form of glyphosate called Roundup Custom. She said there's about 3 acres of knotweed mapped on the island and thinks that would require a total of 13 ounces of the herbicide.
So anyways, it's very targeted and it's very controlled, but it is a poison.
Johnson answered questions from assembly members about her plans for spraying. The borough has opposed larger proposals for herbicide treatment in the past, whether it was proposed for vegetation control along state highways or forest treatment on Native Corporation land. Local elected officials have even discussed a ban on herbicides and pesticides, but have never passed such a law. Several assembly members still voiced reservations about approving even a small spraying program. Here's Jay Stanton Greger.
I'll be voting for this today, despite my reservations about this particular herbicide. It is, as Ms. Johnson said, is a real nasty one, and I was very against the broadcast spraying. I still wrestle with it, being we have such sensitive fish habitat, but the sheer limited amount of herbicide treatment that we'll be using compels me to vote for this.
Another assembly member, Eric Castro, who also works for the Forest Service, did not think the impacts warranted voting down the request.
It should be relatively negligible compared to the effects it'll have, the benefits it'll have to the community without having this knotweed, you know, polluting our area.
The spraying could happen on private land where property owners agree, along with borough land and along the state-owned Mitkoff Highway. A borough employee could be trained to do some spraying on lands owned by the municipality as well. The vote was unanimous to approve the grant application. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.